Well, I do need the table breaker. My views are strong and impassionate.
So I hear it a lot. Men don't support women. Women tear down women. I think, personally, that's crap narrative.
My biggest question is why? Sometimes, no, many times, my views get you really worked up.
I'm not part of the men that are difficult. Some people are generalizing. Some men are good and they can take the women as equal. Yeah.
Sometimes you agree with me, and several times we go head to head.
It was God that designed it that a woman should be under a man. Genesis 3:16. He said your man should rule over you.
Wait, calm me down.
Every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m., it's time for Table Talk. Join me.
Welcome to Table Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. Very good morning to you. My name is Wemimo Adewuni, your table breaker with a sorcerer today. And I think I've done really well since 5 a.m. Thank you all for all the nice thoughts and the Dr. Kwiri recommendations on what I should be chewing and everything. Appears it worked a bit. All right, many thanks. On Table Talk today, as you know, the show is in two parts. The first part is the appetizer. That's where I give you a rundown of just, an insight into what the weekend was like and the lessons I bring from there. And right after that, we're going to the main dish on the show. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Thanks for being here. Let's get started.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
All right, for the appetizer on Table Talk, let me remind you that the year is running. I don't know where it's running to, actually, but looks like it's on a speed mission. And this weekend, I had time to, again, reflect on how fast time moves. And as time moves, how importantly our lives also move along, whether you like it or not, that time is never regained. When we talk about spending time with your family, the things that are important to you. Again, this weekend, I thought about how the things we do on a daily basis make up the whole. Yeah. The tiny things that we do on a daily basis sum up the whole. That's whom you are. That's what you build. Again, it was very important to remind myself of that this weekend, and I hope that you did the same too. Or if you did not, maybe now that you're listening in, you can do that recap of your life and remember that your life is broken down into days. The decisions you make daily about the things that are important to you. Yeah, that's the appetizer. Let's go on to the main dish.
Now to the main dish on Table Talk. Table Talk.
Welcome to the show. So last week, again, apologize in advance for my voice. In fact, I'm doing the utmost this morning. I've got a sore throat. But last week, we had some conversation when we mentioned something about domestic violence. It was something that came up in the paper review. And I promise you we're going to talk about it on the show, which is that there was a story last week about a man who broke his baby's arm. A 2-month-old baby. He wanted to sleep and the baby was crying. And he, according to reports, took a hanger, beat the baby. We heard also that he didn't let the mother take the child to the hospital until the whole arm was, ruined. When they got to the hospital, the baby's arm had to be amputated. So one of you called and said, well, we do not pay attention. And I agree to how childbearing affects men. So there's some conversation about postpartum depression in women. Again, it's not enough talk, but at least there's some talk. Today, I want us to unearth conversations around how does it affect men? Or do we just assume that it doesn't affect men? Because when it affects men, it affects the women in their lives also. I've got joining me right here in the studio, Dr. Kike Oyekomi. She's a consultant psychiatrist at the Federal Neuropsychiatric Hospital in Abeokuta, Aro. Dr. Kike, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So let's start by explaining what is postpartum depression.
Okay. Postpartum depression is a form of mental disorder that usually happens to people who have just given birth to a child. Mm. It's commoner in women, though.
Yeah.
The percentage is very, very high amongst women. But men also can be affected. And unfortunately, a lot of times, we don't pay attention to it affecting the men. Mm. And then against the background of, what is generally believed about men, that men are not supposed to have emotional issues. So it makes it even more obscure in right. men, yeah, but it does happen. It can happen to a man.
For the woman, what causes this? Is this hormonal changes that come with pregnancy? And for women, what kind of women are at risk for having postpartum depression?
Any woman can actually have postpartum depression, but we know that for some women, they are more vulnerable than others. It's usually a combination of factors, including the serious hormonal changes that women experience during birth. You know, immediately after birth, there are some chemicals in the body that we call hormones, estrogen, progesterone, and then their levels shift at childbirth. And these hormones have effect on the brain cells, so they can actually precipitate a depressive episode in a woman who has other vulnerability factors, which include things like maybe lack of social support, previous history of depression, even outside pregnancy, marital discord with the spouse, you know, sometimes maybe single motherhood, you've given birth and there's really nobody, there's no father, things like that can actually trigger overworking, any form of stress, actually, any form of stress. And then more so, very, very important, the stress of taking care of a newborn baby, you know, because people think that, yes, with the birth of a baby, everybody should be happy, everybody should be over the moon. It is good. It's a positive occurrence and everybody likes it. You know, there's nobody that doesn't like a newborn baby. But people must realize that it's a major change. You know, you have now become a parent, and parenthood is a major, major change. It's a life event that has its own stress associated with it. You know, you have to care for the baby. There's a new addition to the family. Things would change your career, your interaction with each other, the focus of your attention, your finances. So many things would change. Right. Sometimes you have to wake up late into the night. You have to wake up when the baby is crying and attend to the baby. You have to do so many things at the same time. So all these things can add so much stress, you know, to the woman, and the woman can actually come down with depression. But you know, we have different types. You know, the commonest one is called maternity blues. That one would resolve on its own without any intervention. Usually when it's happening to a woman, the woman might be crying, a bit irritable, just having some negative emotions. But in maternity blues, she will still be able to take care of the baby. But when it is now postpartum depression, that is more severe than maternity blues, and it's a depressive episode occurring after birth. So the symptoms are exactly like that one occurred, like the type of depression occurring outside birth. So the mother can be very sad, can be empty, feeling you know, negative emotions, irritable,
or even
anger,
detached from the baby.
Detached from the baby, not wanting to care for the baby. The baby is crying and the mother is not attending to the patient. The mother can feel guilt, hopeless, worthless, not sleeping well. She can experience significant changes in appetite and sleep. She can withdraw from not only the baby, but from other family members and friends. She can have difficulty concentrating. She would have difficulty performing her daily chores, you know, daily things that she was able to do before the birth of this baby. And then if nothing is done, it can actually progress into suicidal thoughts, not only, you know, which is a risk to the mother. It can also progress to infanticidal thoughts, you know, where the mother can actually harm the baby, you know. So it's a serious problem. Just like depression, it's a serious problem. It's not something that, you know, it will just go away, because a lot of times people will say, why she's just giving birth, she should be happy.
Why she's sad.
But people must understand that depression is a legitimate biological illness of the brain. It is the brain here, and people must know that the birth of a child can be very, very stressful, and it could happen to anybody. And the good thing about it, you know, is that it is very treatable. Depression generally is very, very treatable.
But before we go to the treatments, now we've identified that in women who have postpartum depression, it's usually sometimes a hormonal change, and then the physical other factors that surround them. For the man, he did not have any hormonal change. He didn't carry a baby. So can we say that this kind kind of depression after having a baby could be triggered by these other factors that we listed for the women.
Men also have hormones. Yes.
But they have, with a baby?
Yes.
Oh.
They also experience hormonal changes with the birth of...
Yes, they do.
Oh. They do, yes. There's a male hormone called testosterone. And when a baby is born, you know, nature wants the man to become a good father. And, you know, testosterone is a male hormone and it is associated with aggressiveness, you know, this manly,
territorial
behavior and everything. Yeah. But then when a baby is born and the baby senses that this man is now a father, testosterone drops in the man's system so that the man will be more tender, the man will be more caring, so that there will be father-child attachment because it is very, very important. Mother-child attachment is not the only thing that a child needs to develop well emotionally for a child to grow up into a very wholesome adult and not a vulnerable adult. So testosterone drops, and then the female hormones in the man, estrogen. Men also have estrogen, but it's just lower than women. So that one would rise. And then because of these changes in the man's body, it can also precipitate a depressive episode. But that is not the only factor responsible here. There are other vulnerability factors too, which include things like unintended fatherhood. Maybe the man did not want to become a father.
Yeah.
Yes. Financial stress. Marital discord, maybe the relationship with the mother is not smooth. That can also, you know, wrapping up everything. Maybe the man is having pre-existing issues at work. Maybe there is overwork. The man has been struggling before. And then if the man had also experienced any form of mental problem or even a depression outside, you know, before the mother had childbirth. Yeah. So all these things, you know, would combine to actually make the man come down with depression. So let me see that the
listeners are following us.
Okay.
Because I really want them to be able to ask questions on the show today. So I'll open the phone lines for a bit. It's 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 01465-7190. If you want to send a message, you can do it on WhatsApp. It's 08095975890. I hope I called that correctly. Let's talk. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Kenneth, calling from Aguado.
Go ahead.
So, before I go to my question, I just want to, you know, encourage men to be strong. Be strong, because this is your family and you are starting up and you need to be strong for yourself, for your wife, and for the baby. You know, at least I've been married now for 11 years and I have 3 kids. And without exaggeration, I've been a wonderful husband, a father. So stress it will come, but you just have to know that this is your family and it is your family forever. You are not going to change it. That is how it's going to be.
All right. Many thanks. Good morning. Hello. All right. You want to call me back? Hello. Good morning. Okay. You also want to call back? Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Remimo.
Yes. Welcome to Table Talk. What's your name?
Yeah. My name is Sunday. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome.
It's a very interesting topic today. I like the fact that this is brought up, because I am also a dad. I have 2 kids, and it was quite tough when I had my first child. I was actually depressed. I could tell, because a lot of things just change rapidly.
Yeah,
you get stressed up. This little guy around that always needs attention.
Yeah.
And I'm someone who likes my sleep a lot, but that's taken away from you.
Yeah,
everything that that means wealth, that, you know, used to make you happy, would practically be snatched away from you because a little guy has come on board. And, you know, you just have to adapt and cope. And, you know, it can last for as much as 3 months. So my question is, what can new dads do? Because I just, you know, I coped. I know I wasn't coping well. You know, sometimes I would just sneak out of the house and go somewhere else just to clear my head.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you feel guilty that, you know, the wife is alone in the house. What can new dads do, really, to cope with this? Because it is really a serious issue.
It is. I agree. That's why we're talking about it. First of all, Dr. Kike, be strong. When you say to new dads, and this can happen to even dads who've had babies before,
yeah,
it might be the third kid that destabilizes everything, right? So, but when you say to a father who's going through depression or a mother who's going through depression, just be strong.
Yeah.
Ejo, help me with that. What's the button you press to be strong?
That's one very big misconception that people have about depression.
Yeah.
They think it's about strength. People that experience depression is not a matter of weakness at all. It could happen to anybody.
Right.
And as long as you are human beings, you have a brain. As long as you have a brain, I keep saying this thing, you know, because the organ of the mind is the brain. Anything could happen.
Mm.
So it's not about strength. It's not about, oh, just snap out of it. What's your problem? What are you
thinking
about?
Aren't you a man?
Are you not a man? I mean, we are human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And illness is part of our existence,
right,
and it can happen to anybody. That's right. The truth.
Right. So what can first-time dads or dads who are going through this kind of situation, what can they do?
First is be psychologically prepared for the birth of a baby.
Right.
Be psychologically prepared for the addition of a new member into the family. Preparation helps, right? And then aside that, you know, let us adopt healthy self-care habits. Take care of yourself too. You know that you there's a bit of stress more. You might need to wake up to assist your wife. You might be hearing cries that you
there's a comment here. Let me read you. His name is Last Card on WhatsApp. It says, "Wamimo, thank you for this wonderful topic. I have a less than a month old baby who does cry and gives us sleepless nights. I once hit her, although very slightly, because I was stressed and tired, but I could not sleep. When I heard the story of this guy who hit his baby, it made me have a real think. It says it could be very frustrating and tiring, and I have learned a lot today. I'm glad to hear that. Let me take one or two more calls. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Everyone.
Welcome. Welcome to the show.
My name is Ifeanyi.
Welcome, Ifeanyi. Go ahead. Hello. We can hear you. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. The thing the doctor is saying is real. You know, my first child, I lost my first child.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I know what I passed through before coming out of it.
Mm.
So sometimes women, we pass through a lot, but we don't talk.
Yeah.
We don't like to talk. So what the doctor is saying is the truth.
All right. Thank you. Hope you feel better now.
Yeah, I'm fine. We have gone through it. And we have two kids now.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, Ade from Apapa says, I used to frown at it whenever I hear people talk about paternity leave for men. I thought it was not in order because the man is not the one that gave birth to the child. That thinking changed when I had my own first child. It said, I was so drained, I ran off work. So you experienced it firsthand. One more call before I break. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Christopher.
Welcome to the show. Go ahead.
I just want to say depression is truly, truly real.
It is.
Very, very real. I've been passing through this for over like a month now.
Mm.
That most times in 4 days, I won't even have my bath.
Ooh.
To brush. I will find it very hard. My brains are just full. That even if I'm walking on the road, I'll just be saying, let something just hit me. Let me just go out and relax. That's how I feel.
Have you seen a doctor?
I've not.
You know you should, right?
I've not.
But you know, you should. If you have malaria, you'll be in the hospital, right?
True.
Christopher. All right, keep listening. I'll speak to you. Keep listening, all right? Don't go away. Dr. Kike, in a few seconds. Look at this. What do you have to say to him?
I would advise that he sees a doctor.
Urgently.
Yes. ASAP, please. I guess he's still struggling with it. And he might be feeling some shame that how would I, a man, go to a doctor and say that I'm depressed.
Mm.
But Christopher, please, if you are still listening, don't. There's nothing to be ashamed about. It could happen to anybody. Please see a doctor as soon as possible.
That's right. We're out on a break. I see the phone lines buzzing. I'll be back to take a few more of your calls. Today we're talking about postpartum depression and how it could affect men. A very unusual topic because men are supposed to be strong in this society, and we'll see them lashing out at the women and the children in their lives because this topic is not discussed. This is Table Talk. We'll talk about everything important. I'll be right back after the break. Don't go away.
Let's talk.
Table Talk. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. We're talking about postpartum depression and how this affects men. So usually we talk about postpartum depression in relation to women and how it affects them. But we see that there is also an extension of how it affects men. When you have a new child, a new baby, that totally disrupts your cycle, disrupts your plans. I think you might even be excited about having the baby until the baby actually comes. So I see some people say, oh, when I carried my baby for the first time in my life, I cried. You know, you say, hard guy. I didn't know I could cry. Now I understand because of that hormone thing you explained. Mm-hmm. The estrogen goes up.
Yes.
You know, so you're softer.
Yes.
To the child. So men who have never cried in their lives, when they hold a child, everything, the dam breaks.
Yes.
The tears come rolling.
Yes.
But there's an after effect also. And, you know, with our economy not smiling, yeah, things are as tough as they get.
Yes.
You know, having children now, by the time you even think about the cost of diapers and baby milk,
yeah,
and everything needed, the situation could heighten.
Yeah.
But in the immediate moment, we can't do anything about the economy.
Yeah.
It is what it is. So you talked about one of the ways to make this easier is planning for parenthood. So single men and women also listen to this show. Mm-hmm. So how can you consciously and intentionally plan towards parenthood just to reduce your chances of being shocked in, you know,
yeah,
when you have a child?
People must realize that sustenance of your mental stability must be intentional. You must be deliberate about it.
Mm.
People don't know. It won't just fall on you. It's something you need to do. You must have a way of putting your mind in a place where you would not be too vulnerable to developing problems when you encounter stress. Because stress is a major part of life and you can't run away from it. You might not be able to do anything about the situation around you. Just like you mentioned, financial pressure is all over, insecurity, this and this. You don't have control over such, but you have control over yourself. So you build up yourself mentally, you increase your resilience, and there are things that you can do.
Mm.
You know, it's like if you want to increase your six packs, you go to the gym, you hit there's also something called mental gym. You exercise your thoughts.
Mm.
Try as much as possible to focus on positivity.
Mm.
It's a thing that you can do because naturally the mind is wired. The mind is designed to focus more on negative things,
right?
So you have to exercise that mind to have that ability to focus on positive things. You need also to rest your mind, sleep well, eat well. What you eat would also affect the stability of your mind. People don't know what to take inside. Yeah, because the mind is in the brain. And the brain is a biological organ made up of cells, billions of cells. And these cells also need nutrients. They need vitamins, they need mineral elements, they need everything, just as any other organ in the body.
Mm.
What your liver needs, your brain also needs. So your brain is not outside of your body.
That's right.
Your brain is a biological organ that needs to be malnourished. Let me reinforce that. When you are hungry, you can't think straight. Why? Because your glucose level has dropped,
mm-hmm,
and it is affecting your brain cells.
You might even have a headache.
You can have headache. So it tells you that your brain also needs nourishment.
Right.
So as a person, if you don't eat well and you are lacking some vitamins, it can also increase your vulnerability.
Mm.
Sleep well. Now we live in the age of technology where people can do things late into the night, you know, chatting, doing social media and everything, and they forget that their body is not designed to function 24/7. You need to sleep well. Sleep resources, I mean, it rejuvenates the brain cells. just like every other cell in the body.
Right.
It's very, very important that
you know, we have quite some motivational speakers now who tell you that to succeed, you need to sleep less.
That's
every time
correct.
I hear that thing, that's I'm like, correct. How is this even being promulgated?
I
like, you need to wake up early, sleep late, so you can be successful.
No, that's very, very wrong. Very, very wrong. I don't know where they got that from. Researchers have shown that sleep is needed. And night sleep is very, very important.
Yeah.
You need, an adult needs at least 6 hours of sound sleep every night. You need it.
But when you now have a baby, how do you work around that? Because definitely your baby is not giving you six full
correct.
Hours. Only some babies sleep through the night.
Correct. That's why you need to be intentional about maintaining your mental stability. So your baby cries in the night, you know that. So when your baby is not crying, when your baby is sleeping, you also, you quickly use that time. So every time now counts. Use your time judiciously. Time management is very, very key. When you are a new parent, it is very, very key. That is not the time to do other, to do some frivolities. You don't have that time.
Yeah.
So you see, there is always a way around this. When you plan your time very well, plan your life very well, it is doable. It
That's
is not
right.
something that, oh, you can't do nothing about it. No. But a lot of times people don't do the needful. Manage yourself. Manage your time, manage your finances, you know, and don't do more than you can afford. These things are what would put additional pressure on you when you have a newborn baby. So you need to be intentional about it. Be intentional about your mental health.
Right.
Stress is part of life, and having a new baby is a stressful thing. But it's a positive stress. It's a very happy
moment.
Stress. Yes.
Yeah.
But it still remains that it disrupts your life. Anything that disrupts your life, something that you have been used to, you've been used to a particular way
of doing things,
and then this person comes and disrupts it, it is going to put some pressure on you. There is no way. You are not a superman.
And you're not a robot.
You are not, right.
There's something I've discovered, though, and I'm coming to the phone lines in a bit. Not everyone... This shocked me in realization, but I say that it's the truth. Not everyone is in touch with their minds.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many people who just exist in the terms of themselves and the physical around them. There's no connection between themselves. In fact, I see some people look at me weird when I describe my being. You know, some people don't have this connection with their being, with themselves inwardly, both as children and as adults. So how do people have this connection? Because you can actually do an internal check and know if there's wellness going on or unwellness. And I've been able to, like you said, create simple things that help, you know, rest my mind. Simple things like, I tell everybody in the house, I need a few hours alone in capital letters. Like, don't disrupt me unless it's an emergency. I'm not doing anything seriously. I'm just laying down watching a movie or sleep, or just leave me alone for a few hours and I'm good. But how do you build this? I don't know how I built it. I don't know. It just happened. But it's something you can consciously achieve.
Yes, you mentioned the word. And the operative word here is consciously do it. You have to be intentional. And then a lot of people still don't understand when we say mental health.
Yeah.
They cannot conceive it as something inside of your body. A lot of people still think that their mind is outside their body. They feel that it is something spiritual. Because the mind is not something that you can touch, unfortunately.
It's not an organ, a physical organ.
It is not. It is resident inside the brain. It is a function of the brain. So a lot of people don't understand that. They don't. They don't. So when you're talking about the mind, it's like you're talking about something esoteric.
Yeah.
So they find
they
it
can't
so hard.
Picture it.
They can't picture it. So it starts from the place of awareness, knowing that there is one thing you can change about yourself, and it is how your mind functions. You can actually...
You have the power to do that.
You have the power, yes. You have the power. And the way your mind functions will determine every other thing about you. I mean, your mental health is there to help you solve problems, to analyze issues, to formulate ideas, to evaluate options. And this is what we do every day.
Yeah.
And the qualities of these things will determine your trajectory in life. It will determine what happens to you.
Right.
The quality of choices and decisions you make are dependent on your mental health.
Yes.
You know, people don't know this. And this will determine, I mean, you make decisions every day. Decisions on what to eat, what to do, when to do your job. You make decisions on where to live, how to spend your money, who to get married to, how to attend to this, how to relate to your people, how to relate to your colleagues, how to do your work at work, at your job at work. Or maybe you are even a pepper seller, you are a carpenter, everything. A carpenter, you are constructing a table, you are measuring, you are thinking about this, thinking that. You are using your mental health, your mental functioning. You are thinking about things. Yeah. You know, you are reacting to things. You are using your emotions and everything. This is about your mental health. So your mental health is a resource. Is a resource that you need to have as plenty as you can. It's a resource that you can harness. It's a resource that you can increase. So it's something that you can be intentional about. It is not automatic. Yeah, and the more intentional you are about your mental health, the more you would enjoy life. What determines your quality of life is actually your mental health. Yes, right. you can have every other thing, and that is why even if you have everything, you might still have a very low quality of life. Yes, because it's not about money. Yes, money is good, but money won't give you happiness. That's the truth about it.
That's right.
And you know, if money would give happiness, then people that win lottery should be happy forever.
Yeah.
But you win lottery today, in 6 months' time, you are back to your baseline happiness.
Yeah.
So happiness is something that you need to cultivate. Positive emotions are things that you need to cultivate. It's something that you can actually exercise, and you know, it's like tuning your mind to a particular frequency. When things happen, you examine that thing wholesomely. Don't focus on the negative. Some people have the habit of only focusing on the negative of events. And when you do this, you are setting up yourself for a mental breakdown. So you learn, train your mind to focus on something holistically. And that is why two people might be experiencing the same challenge, and one person might be unruffled and the other person might totally collapse. Mm. Not because she's weak or he is weak, but because the other person has trained or has the ability to look outside the box, to think outside the box. So we are facing a challenge. Don't see it as a, yes, it's a difficulty, but see it, sorry, you are facing a difficulty. Don't see it as a difficulty. See it as a challenge to your mind. So when you can think, you think critically, you think analytically, you think deeply, you can think outside the box. So you can even see a solution inside that problem.
Mm.
And as against some people that will only be focusing on the problem inside the problem and will never see any solution. So these are things that you need to train your mind. You need to be able to do that. It is not automatic.
My WhatsApp is full with comments.
Wow.
And I really hope that I've done you guys a favor. Doctor, you see, if I'm looking for a psychiatrist, Dr. Kike is my first point of call. She's going to tell you the way it is. And, you know, when she's describing this, my mind went to our foreign reserve. At least a lot of you listen to Nigerian Info Talk News. So, you know, Nigerian foreign reserve, I mean, you deposit money there for emergency and whatever.
Yes.
So if you overdraw on your reserve,
you have a deficit.
There's nothing to draw on in the time when you need it. But if you consciously keep depositing into that reserve, when you have challenges, you're able to pull from there. All right. So it's a conscious thing. I'm on WhatsApp now. Deji from Lagos says, after birth, a woman has all the support in the world. Not all the time.
Not all women.
It says from parents, spouses, siblings. But men don't have this support as all attention shift to wives and kids. This threw me into depression after my son was born. I was terribly lonely. I'm so sorry, Deji. Thank you for this interesting topic. I'm now a father of two and a half year old and a 3 month old. Both of them boys. It was so stressful for the first one, and the second one was not that really stressful. I must thank my wife for all the burden and stress, because I'm only at home once a week with them, and I know how it is. Although she's now working, it wasn't easy, and I truly feel for her. I'm a new daddy. This is Patrick from Akute. I'm presently attending to my 6-month-old baby boy before I step out to work. The mom is at work already, but I do carry him to her on my way to work. I'm coping with the whole exercise, just that I do leave the house late. She sometimes gets lazy while I do the home chores. The brain is not resting. Oh, Patrick from Akute. So this is also one of the issues that causes stress.
Yes.
The man, you know, expects that the woman who has just had a child should also pick up a part in chores, you know. And the woman is obviously just weighed down by the having to stay up all night.
Mm.
You know, although this Patrick now is also pulling his weight by helping with the baby actively in the morning. Yeah. But this happened to me also. After the baby, I just couldn't do anything. That's just the truth. I just, not that I couldn't do them, but I could, if you understand, but I couldn't do them, you know. And if you don't find a way to manage these things, it could also cause friction within the spouse.
Yes.
So how can he handle it? He thinks now that she's getting lazy.
You should understand that it's not a question of laziness. You see, communication is part of marriage, it's part of relationship. So you need to communicate. We can't overemphasize that. So if you think, don't assume, ask her or talk to her, challenge her that, okay, why are you not doing this? And then she would open up. So don't think that you can read her mind. You don't know what she's going through. So talk to her. And then, you know, aside that, you know, when a woman has a new child, the focus truly might be taken off the man.
Yes,
and because of this too, it can make the men more vulnerable. But the two of you had this child, so you must understand.
And you must understand that it's a phase.
It's a passing phase.
Children grow. One thing I also learned with this chore thing is that delegating helps relieve that stress.
Yes.
So in your environment, you'll find young people or older women who do not mind you paying them 5,000 a month just to come one day, clean your house and go. They don't mind.
And it's it goes a long way.
It goes a long way. Relieves you of stress. Relieves all to buy things for you in the market. They don't mind. In fact, it's extra income for them. So this little 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 could totally just be your life and relationship saver.
Might be all you need. Some people might not want to spend money. See, you just have to have a way of tackling this.
Yeah.
It is not in life, you should expect that this is stress.
Yeah.
And you should have a way. If it means just like what you have said, employ someone and you need to pay this stipend, please do it for the sake of your mental health.
Absolutely.
Nothing is too much to do. Nothing is too much to spend when it comes to your mental health. Manage your time very well. Manage your household. Delegate, like you have said rightly. You know, communicate. Communication is
very, very important.
Don't assume. Don't think that, oh, she's just been lazy. She's just been difficult.
It's because I'm helping her that she's resting. Now she's leaving everything to me. Don't assume. We react to situations in different ways. Some people withdraw. You know, it's different. Charles from France, thank you very much for listening in. Wemimo, can you bring the doctor back next week? She's speaking the truth. Men are told to be strong and perform wonders. Same expectations from women. Sometimes childbirth breaks couples, and that's the truth. They're unable to just manage this new human being and the attendant effect. Kule from Anthony, I'd also like to add that culture puts pressure on parents after having a baby. For example, we're expected to have a naming ceremony on the 8th day when the child is born, when all I want is to just be with my family.
And that's why we mentioned that manage your finances very
that's
well.
It.
You are not pleasing these people.
That's it.
Please yourself first.
Yeah.
Don't say, oh, what will they say? Who are the we? I keep telling people that when you say, oh, what will they say? Who are these we?
How important are they in the scheme of life?
you should take charge of your life.
Yeah.
Don't allow culture, don't allow external situation to dictate what is right for you. If you know this thing is not, it might be cultural. We have a culture that is I don't want to say profligate. You know, we spend money anyhow.
Oh, the more you spend, you know, the better you are assessed.
Yes. Some people are so absolutely concerned about their social status and they go to extremes. They borrow money, they overdo, they overstretch their finances. At the end of the day, you suffer for it mentally. So why are you doing that?
You see, that naming ceremony you have to do could just be in your living room. I don't know what the stress is about. I think the upper weekend, I saw a couple. They didn't tell anybody. They just sent photos. They had court wedding. When I saw them on Sunday, I'm like, you guys, congratulations. Are you planning to have anything big? They're like, no. I said, see, I love you people.
Yes.
Cut your coat, not according to your size, according to the material available.
Yes.
And relieve yourself of unnecessary pressure.
Yes.
Right. Your family will tag along. Tell them that's what you want to do.
Exactly. It's your life.
If they cannot tag along, make them rest.
Yes, it's your life. They
should rest. Wemimo, how do you pick up yourself from a place of depression? Because it's really hard at the moment. I can't think in this state. Dr. Kike, this is the point where they have to go to the hospital.
Yes.
So when we tell people go to the hospital, a lot of them think, they'll think I'm mad. They'll think I'm, you know, crazy. I'm whatever. So what does this going to the hospital entail? You see patients every day.
Yes.
Tell us what this entails.
Just like if you have malaria, you would see a doctor, especially when you can't, you maybe you have taken a medicine and it seems not to be working. Go and see a doctor. It might even be more than malaria, because mental health problems can manifest in different ways. But if you know, just like this person already knows that there's something wrong with him or her mentally, I would advise that go to the hospital.
What kind of hospital can they go to?
Go to see a doctor. Any doctor will be able to help you.
Right.
And if he feels that you need to see a psychiatrist, he would refer you appropriately.
Right.
Yes. Sometimes going to see a doctor, he might not even give you medication. He might just, you know, talk to you.
Yeah.
He might just point you to where the problems might be coming from. And then if you eventually need to see a psychiatrist, it doesn't mean that you are mad.
Mm.
People think that psychiatrists only attend to mad people.
Yeah.
It is not true. Right. It is not true. If you don't change this conception, you will just be shortchanging yourself. Psychiatrists are doctors that take care of the mind. And we have a whole lot of mind disorders, and we have it from mild to moderate to severe to very, very profound, where it can be totally crippling if you have mental health problem. And a lot of people are in the mild to moderate aspect of that spectrum, though they are still working, they are still struggling,
they're still smiling, showing up on Instagram.
Yes. You know, they are still, you know, pretending as if everything was okay, and they are even suffering more because they are suffering in silence. You see that person that has a severe form of mental problem, that person, everybody knows there's something wrong. They will quickly take that person to see the psychiatrist, and the person will be relieved. But you are just struggling,
and you have to show up every day.
You would be living a very, very miserable life. We have only one life to live.
That's
why
right.
not enjoy it? Forget about what other people would say. Let people talk. People would always talk, even if they know that maybe you had seen a psychiatrist. Let them talk. It doesn't matter. Don't allow what people say to determine your own happiness. Don't allow that to determine your own decision. Do the right thing for yourself. It's about your life. At the end of the day, if you die by suicide or something happens, people will now come back to blame you. They won't remember that they were part of the people that discouraged you.
Right.
So don't discriminate against anyone that has mental health problems. Don't stigmatize anyone. Depression is a legitimate biological illness. It is as real as hypertension. It is as real as malaria. It is as real as diabetes. And there is treatment. It is caused by disorders in the brain. The brain is in our head, right? Your mind is inside your brain. The brain is the organ of the mind. We need to overemphasize that.
Mm.
So anything can happen to us. As human beings, our bodies are made up of cells, and these cells can get sick. And there are so many treatments available. So people
What do these treatments include?
Yeah. We categorize treatment into two. I mean, majorly. You know, these two have some other subsets. But majorly, we have pharmacotherapy and psychotherapy. Pharmacotherapy refers to use of drugs.
So there are medications.
And then psychotherapy is, you know, talking with your doctor or your
just
therapist.
Letting the emotions out.
Yes, talking, because talking is good. And sometimes, you know, when you talk, the person listening to you can shed new perspectives on this thing.
Yeah.
And you might see what you didn't see before.
Right.
And then the person might also point out to you what we call cognitive errors. Sometimes it's the way you think that is setting you up for mental health problems. So I mentioned just one, you know, just focusing on the negative. Some people catastrophize. A small thing happens.
They magnify.
And then they magnify. They generate.
And that's all they can see.
Yes, that's all. It's called a cognitive error. So you are talking to someone and the person now pinpoints that, oh, this thing is going to set you up for depression. So why not change the way you think? Because the way we think determines how we perceive events.
That's
and
right.
The way we perception events determine our reaction to it. Yes. So psychotherapy might just be just talking, and sometimes it's a combination of psychotherapy and pharmacotherapy, but whichever one is a prescription, whichever one, it works.
That's how we're going to wrap up the show. I'm going to take a last comment or two from WhatsApp. This one is here from Bayo from Ikeja, who says it's also good that men help their wives especially in domestic responsibilities in times like this, not just times like that, all the time. Because if your spouse is overly stressed, your relationship is stressed. That's just it. Stephanie, you said it shouldn't be business as usual. I agree. Thank you very much also, Prince Charles from Michelle, from tuning in. Comment from Facebook on our way out, Odo Dekachi. You said you love me. I love you too. Thank you. I've had depression before with prayers. But I have to go to Yaba when I... Yeah, please see a doctor. Yeah. Prayer would be support, your support system. Prayer is good. I also pray, the support system.
If you have malaria, you are not just praying. But take your medicine.
You take your medicine. And it's very simple. In a few days, the malaria resolves, right? Ebuna Beke says he also got depressed and was sick. You need time to rest. Aside resting, see a doctor as soon as possible. I'll see if I can cajole Dr. Keke to come back next week, Monday. Dr. Keke, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, my name is Wemimo Adewuni. My job's done for today. I'm back tomorrow at 5. Pray for my throat. I guess it feels a bit better. Let's keep talking tomorrow. What's up, Lagos, is next after the news. Don't go away.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.